you're a happy people tonight, raise your hands and worship the Lord. Thank Him for His Spirit. Thank Him for, hallelujah, what you feel right now in your soul. Praise Him. Go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that song I heard a while ago. Hallelujah. Today I started loving Him again. Love Him again tonight. Praise God. This is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our love to God is a rejoicing from our heart and thanking and magnifying God for His love unto us. Praise Him tonight and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you'd like. Thank the Lord. I don't have much doubt what's going to happen, so I guess we might as well move on with the service. It looked like I was doubting if I had to wait to hear the report. Hallelujah. I've got enough faith that I don't always have to see and hear in order to believe. That's the kind of faith I believe we need to have, praise God. It's not by sight, not always what we hear. If we had to hear a good report all the time to believe in a good report, then we're in sad shape. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We hadn't seen it yet, but by faith it's going to happen. Glory to God. Because we've seen too much to turn back and start doubting God now. Without faith, it's impossible to please God tonight. So if you're doubting God, you better get that doubt out of your heart. Because, hallelujah, I believe the majority of us could say tonight we're here to please our Lord. We're here to magnify His name because He's done so many good things that it's just hard to disbelieve God. It's hard to have doubt in our heart after you've seen God move the way He's moved. But after all that I've saw, I don't have to see anymore to know that God is real, praise God. I know He's real because I can feel Him down in my soul. I know He's real, praise God, as we often say, because I don't have to go over to Jerusalem to find out that the stone's been rolled away and to know that God's not in it anymore and that He's gone to heaven and poured out His Spirit. We know that the Bible says it, but most of all, we know it because of what we feel down in our soul. We know that God is real because He has given us a portion of His Spirit, which is called the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. And that's what's been moving around here, hallelujah. And it's been moving through God's people, praise God. And that's why you've been seeing what you're seeing. So, as it was said earlier tonight, I want you to know something. Sometimes people, if you announce it early, people get sitting back and you say revival's about to end, and those that's been blessed in the revival, they begin to kind of get saddened in heart and they sit back and they don't worship. But the best way for a series of meetings, I don't say revival, best way for a series of meetings like we've been in to end is worshiping and praising God. The best way to keep revival is to go out, hallelujah, with a revival spirit, praise God. To close out the series of meetings with a revival spirit and then taking and carrying it on from there, praise the Lord. Just because we close the meeting don't mean we're closing the revival. God hasn't closed down revival. Just as the word of God is truth and He says in the last days He'll pour out His Spirit, He'll do it, praise God. We know that He will, hallelujah, be faithful unto His word. Glory to God. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to Matthew, the 4th chapter tonight. A lot of times I don't read that many portions of Scripture. I probably won't touch on a lot of them, but I want you to turn with me tonight, if you would. Some of you, I know a lot of times, don't read in your Bibles and follow along, but I want you to follow along with me tonight because some of the things that I point out, I want you to see it with your own eyes to know what I'm talking about. The 4th chapter of Matthew, beginning with the first verse. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to Him, He said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But He answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh Him up into the holy city, and setteth Him on a pinnacle of the temple. And saith unto Him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give His angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, He departed and went into Galilee.
Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, so thankful for the move of thy Spirit, thankful for every soul that's here tonight, knowing, God, that you see and know all, seeing that you know every need, God, tonight. We know that you are able to supply according to thy riches and glory, asking, God, that you will bless their hearts tonight, God, by the reading and the preaching of thy word. Anoint our ears to hear, God, and our hearts to receive. Bless every soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach tonight on the thought, fighting to win. We find that the Bible says in the first verse, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. It's one thing that we must realize as a child of God, or even as a sinner that's seeking the Holy Ghost, or if you've never even sought after the Holy Ghost, is to know how to fight against the powers of the devil. The Bible says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against spirits, principalities and powers, wickedness and high places, praise God. And we find that the Lord had fasted 40 days in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And to, hallelujah, I believe in this time, glory to God, as he was fasting unto God, he received power over the enemy when the devil came at him. We find that Jesus was very much God, but he also was very much man. And we find that he learned how to fight the devil in the wilderness when he began his fast. We find that one of the best ways to fight the devil is not to fight him in the flesh, but in the spirit. The many times that we have preached in the revival thus far, we've talked a lot about the flesh and the spirit, because the Spirit of God is one of the most important things that we need in our life. And when we get to the realization as to why we need it, because we cannot fight this battle in our flesh. We cannot fight against the forces of Satan until we know how to be led by the Spirit of God. I was thinking of the brother that sung the song a while ago, and the fine playing and so on. And he was singing the song, and before that he testified, and he talked about how that sometimes we just don't know what to do with this Holy Ghost that God has given us. There's one thing that we need to realize tonight is, hallelujah, it's not what we do with the Holy Ghost. It's what the Holy Ghost does for and to us, praise God. That's what it's all about. Realizing that God poured out his Spirit that we could have power over the enemy, praise God. The Lord set forth examples in the Word of God that we could know how to obtain our victories, praise God. That we could have everything that was promised to us, praise God. To know that every promise in the book is ours. To know that it is written, praise God, as Jesus told the devil when he began to come at him, praise God. Two good important things to realize tonight in order to whip the devil is to have the Spirit and to have the Word, praise God, to back it up. Hallelujah. Fighting to win, the best way to whip the devil is with the sword. Take the Word of God and say, Satan, it is written. Get thee behind. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, it talks about that the letter can kill, but the Spirit giveth life. When we begin to break open the Word of God, we find that it is so rich and it is so nourishing to our souls that when we are fed by the Word of God, we grow into the spiritual man, into the strong man that we ought to be. But the Word of God without the Spirit backing it can kill a soul and send a soul to hell. But by the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, fighting against the force of Satan in the hearts of men that don't know God, the power of the Holy Ghost can move into our midst and bless their souls, hallelujah, and draw them by His Spirit, praise God. Amen. The devil don't like what I'm saying, but that's all right. Hallelujah. If you'll notice, it said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterward he was hungry. It didn't say anything about him being thirsty. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if you walk and talk with Jesus in the Spirit for 40 days and 40 nights, get on your knees before God and begin to talk to him humbly, just as hard as you know how. I tell you what, you might get hungry. You might have to go to the table, and you might have to have a natural drink, but you won't need no spiritual drink. Hallelujah. You see, the reason why Jesus was never thirsty is because, hallelujah, when he began to fast 40 days and 40 nights to be tempted of the devil, he had the water of the Holy Ghost. He had the spiritual manna. He had the spiritual drink from heaven, praise God. And he was the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost abided within him. All the fullness of the Godhead bodily was within Jesus Christ, hallelujah, according to Colossians 2 and 9, and the devil didn't stand a chance. And I'm telling you tonight, if you're a sinner or a saint of God, the devil don't stand a chance when the Holy Ghost is moving in a
fighting in your life, the devil has got to flee. The Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Praise God. Amen.
Resisting. The best way to whip the devil is just don't fight him. Just ignore him. Now follow with me so you understand what I'm saying. We have a spiritual fight to fight, but knowing how to fight it is the key. Hallelujah. You see, we find that the Lord is our example. We find that the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And that flesh, the man, Christ Jesus, walked and talked in the wilderness, fasted. Hallelujah. And was filled to overflowing with the power of God. And we find that the Bible teaches us that he didn't lose the battle when he hung on the cross. The Lamar Siegel family wrote a song, or sing a song anyway, that talks about his life here on earth was not much to look forward to. You know, if we would have, if it would have been left up to us to pay the price that Jesus paid, we would have chose some other way, because it would have been much more convenient to have chose another way than what the Lord chose. But he chose to pay the price that he paid. But when he hung on that cross, I could just hear the devil now as he began to come to the Lord when the Lord was in the Spirit, hallelujah, and was being tempted of the devil. I could just hear him when he was talking to him and saying, if you be God, take yourself down and so on. I could just hear the devil saying, come on, take yourself off of the cross. Matter of fact, the devil began to speak through the people back in that day. And that's what you contend with in this life. Sometimes when people begin to come at you and they begin to fight you on every hand, it's time for you to realize it's not them, but it's the Spirit in them that tries them to do what they do. But there is a Spirit within you, if you got the Holy Ghost, that is greater than he that's in the world and those people out there that's in the world of sin. And hallelujah, even if they would tie you to a stake, even if they would drive nails in your hand, it doesn't matter what they could do to this flesh. They cannot kill the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah, the letter may kill, but let me tell you something. The Spirit of God will bring life to a soul. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And they went on, and the words of the song says, I don't remember exactly all the words, but it wouldn't be considered in this life as a hero's battle that the Lord fought. But I tell you this much. The song says he won the war when he died on a rugged cross. Sinner friend tonight, let me tell you something. When the old devil's fighting you and he's whispering in your ear and telling you you can't receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost, God paid the price for you to get it. He paid the supreme price for you to get what you needed, praise God. And that devil's a liar and a father of it. And when you come to realize that the way you got to fight him is in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you see the essentiality of it, when you see the necessity to talk in tongues and the Spirit of God gives the utterance to give you power over sin, and you fight the devil, hallelujah, and know that you can receive it, you will receive it, praise God.
Hallelujah. You see, the thing is this. So many times we try to think things out carnally and naturally. That's what the devil tried to use. He tried to use carnal things and natural things to lure the Lord away, not having enough knowledge to know that he was God. He said, tempt not the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And in this life, I know from past experience when I was a sinner in this world, I knew there was a lot of people in this world that could probably whip me all over the place, but I made up my mind that I wasn't going to be pushed around. But you see, when it comes to serving God, people give up too easy. Sometimes they say, I just can't get it. Well, one of these days, maybe. You'd be determined to whip your opponent if you was fighting a fleshly battle, if it meant your life. But some people, when it comes to serving God, when it comes to fighting the forces of Satan, they give up so easy. They say, I just can't seem to get it. I can't get what I need from God. You can't. That's not in God's vocabulary. God, hallelujah, everything with God is yea and amen. I said everything with God is yea and amen. There ain't no no's and ha-ha's and so on. It can't. It's can. It can. I will. I will. I will. Amen.
You shall receive. You will receive. Hallelujah. You will receive. Hallelujah. The Lord wasn't so much concerned with all the devil wanted to give him when he took him up into the great high mountain and he looked across and he saw this world, because God knew that there was going to be people in this world
The devil could see a lot of beauty in it. But I believe when God looked out across the land, I believe that God knew there was going to be wickedness abounding on every hand. Yeah. I believe he was looking down the streams of time when he knew he was going to pay the awful price. Yeah. He was going to hang on the cross for the sins of the world, to whip the old devil once and for all, to conquer death, to conquer hell, and to conquer the grave. You are more than conquerors through him that loved you. Hallelujah. Jesus told him, he said, in this world you shall receive tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He is an overcomer. And tonight you can be an overcomer when you realize how to fight the devil. You see, in the natural, people that go out for fighting and boxers and so on, they figure out every kind of way they can to whip their opponent. And you see, a lot of times people think that they've got to prove to that person they can whip them. But you know, I found out the best way to be a winner, the best way never to lose a fight is don't get in one. And the best way to whip the devil is to realize that you don't have to pay no attention to him. When you get to the place in God that you can be led by the Spirit of God, and when the Spirit of God begins to speak to you and says, resist him, don't have a thing in the world to do with him. When he begins to talk to you, say, get thee behind, Satan. I'm serving God with all of my heart, and I've got a made up mind. I'm going to go through with Jesus, and by the help of God, I'm going to make it. By the grace and the mercies of God, he is able to take me through, and he will take me through, and I ain't listening to a thing you got to say. Amen. Don't try to be a bully and fight the devil. You say, well then, you're trying to tell me to run from the devil. You're trying to say that I should be a coward. No, there's no cowards in the army of the Lord. But I want you to realize what Jesus done. After it was all said and done, it says, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou worship. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. In other words, Jesus didn't waste a whole lot of time with the devil. You see, the best way for you to get what you need from God is to get your mind off of the devil. Just don't even think about what he's got to say. So many people, they begin to look at the world of sin, and they say, oh, I wouldn't do that. But they look at it long enough until they get enticed by it. And before you know it, they're right out there doing the thing that they said they wouldn't do. The best thing for you to do is turn your back on the devil. Find something to do for God. Hallelujah. Find a greater depth in the Lord. If you need a baptism in the Holy Ghost, and the devil begins to whisper in your ear, say, I got business to attend to, Satan. I got to find myself an altar. I got to begin to, hallelujah, grow up in God. I've got to come before the Lord and humble myself and receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. I ain't got no time to be wasting with you. Wasted years. That's what a lot of people have, if they look back in their life, that's what they'd see. A lot of wasted years that they spent paying attention to the devil. God gave you a right to just resist him. Turn your back on him. He didn't waste a whole lot of time with him. Oh yeah, the Lord had to be tempted into all manner, even like we are, to let us know that we've got victory. He had to suffer our sins. He had to be tempted of them in order to be an overcomer. In order to take the sins of the world upon him on the cross, he had to first be tempted by them. That's why he listened. But he used the Spirit of God and the Word to overcome him. And that's the only way tonight, sinner friends, that you'll overcome the devil. This also applies to the saints, for you to keep on keeping on. But mainly what I'm trying to do tonight is to talk to the souls of men that need the Holy Ghost, to cause you to realize that the old devil has talked to you too long, and you've listened too long, and it's time to quit listening to the devil and begin to listen to the Word of God, and realize that the Spirit giveth life, and that's what you're here for tonight. It's because you don't want to be dead. You don't want to be found in trespasses and sin, but you want to be found pleasing in the eyes of God. You want the Spirit of God to lead you and guide you into all truth. Praise God. The only way it can do it is by obeying the Word of God and realizing how to resist the devil. The best way to be a winner is not to fight at all. Hallelujah. Yes, you've got a fight to fight and a race to run. But what I'm trying to tell you is when the old devil is trying to whip you, and when it seems like you're to the low ebb, and it seems like there's no way out, that's when you need to just realize that, just turn your back on him and walk away. Walk away from him.
You see, Jesus, after he listened to the devil long enough, he finally said, putting it in my own words, there's one of my children that's in trouble, and I'm going to go help him. I heard somebody say something about John was down there in prison, and I got to go get him out. Hallelujah! If you're in bondage tonight, Jesus is here to get you out. If you're behind spiritual bars that the Satan has put you in, if you're in bondage, let me tell you something. If you'll begin to call on the Lord, if you'll begin to magnify and praise His name, hallelujah, and glory to God. And just I think about how that Paul and Silas was in jail, and they began to, hallelujah, call upon the Lord, and they began to sing songs unto God. They began to get spiritual praise, God. They began to, hallelujah, drink from the fountain that never runs dry. And when they began to drink from the spiritual fountain, the chains fell off, praise God. What I'm trying to preach to you tonight is how to whip the devil, that the chains can be loosed from you that's got you in bondage, that you can be set free by the power of God, that you can be led by the Spirit. Some of you are trying to get a hold of the Spirit, and the Spirit needs to get a hold of you. The Spirit needs to get a hold of you. You're trying to get something that's trying to get you. And while you're reaching out and trying to take it, it's all over you. It's trying to control you, soul, mind, and body. When you realize what it's all about. There's so many of you tonight that the Holy Ghost has been all over you in this revival. And I don't want to see you this revival close and you not have the baptism in the Holy Ghost. I want you to realize tonight, when you come to these altars and you begin to cry out to God, if the old devil begins to talk to you, say, Satan, I ain't got time to listen. The Lord's trying to talk to me. The Lord's trying to fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I want to be led by His Spirit. Hallelujah. I want to be as He was. Praise God. I want to be a Christian. I want to be Christ-like. I want the Spirit of God in my life. Hallelujah. I want to hear the things that God has to say. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand, everyone, would you, to your feet. Lift your hands and close your eyes. Worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to see people tonight when they come to these altars. I don't want to see you begging and weeping and crying. I don't believe there's anybody here that I can just glancing across a congregation that hasn't already been in these altars. If that be the case, if you do need to repent, then you need to cry out to God. But if you've been in these altars seeking the Lord, I don't want to see you begging and pleading with God. He is more willing to give than you are to receive. He said, ask and you shall receive. You will receive it. He said, seek and you shall find. You've already been seeking. So I want you to find the power of God tonight. I want you to be led of the Spirit of God by receiving the Holy Ghost in your life, praise God. And as you come tonight, I don't want you kneeling and begging and praying and crying out. I want you to just lift your hands, and I want you to believe God by faith. I want you to reach out and say, Lord, I know you're going to fill me with the Holy Ghost. And when the old devil gets on your shoulder, say, get thee behind, Satan, for it is written, praise God, hallelujah. And I'm going to live the life that God would have me to live. I'm going to fight the fight God would have me to fight. And I'm going to win, hallelujah, because I'm on a winning team, because God is on my side, and I'm going to make it. Come on, hallelujah. You don't have to be pleaded into these altars. I don't have to beg you. I don't have to tell you a sob story. I want you to come tonight and reach out to God right now as a sister plays and sings. I want you to just lift your hands and just worship me with all of your heart, and you'll find the Holy Ghost tonight. Come on, as she sings.
Oh, I'm coming.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'm coming.
Come on, the Holy Ghost is here. Oh, let the Spirit lead you from right where you're at down here to the altar. Yeah. Reach out to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Don't look around. Just look to God. Come on.
Lord,
hallelujah.
I'm coming.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the God. Hallelujah. Worship Him, saints. Hallelujah. Is there any others? Hallelujah.